Well, if you weren't sitting on the couch watching it yesterday, you didn't tune into any of the news services, and you haven't heard me say it three times already today, an Australian took out a gold medal in the inaugural freestyle BMX competition at the Tokyo Olympics yesterday. Logan Martin is from Logan in southeast Queensland, imagine that, trained on a BMX course he built in his own backyard when the local facility closed down. And pretty sure he's put this sport back in the spotlight after its peak in the 80s. Isabel Rowe is here with the backstory of BMX in Australia. Hi, Isabel.
Hello, Fran. When I think of BMX, I think of little kids, and that is who invented this sport. BMX is short for bicycle motocross, but basically it was made by kids in the US as early as the 1950s, they think, who wanted to do motocross on motorbikes, but they were too young and they couldn't afford them. So kids used to use their bikes like motorbikes, and they made jumps on dirt tracks, and they started their own local competitions. The first official races are recorded in the US in the 1970s, and out of that came BMX freestyle, which is the sport that we've added to the Olympics this year, which is more focused on how many tricks you can do in a certain amount of time. And one of the founders of that particular sport is a guy called Bob Harrow from California. He started performing and competing in the late 70s in the US, and he was actually one of the stunt riders in a particularly famous BMX race scene in a movie. See if you can pick this. The little grumble gives it away. It's E.T.
E.T.
Yeah.
I remember
you
that
know,
scene
the kids
now.
Racing scene?
Yeah.
So Bob Harrow, the guy who founded it, is one of the stunt riders there. So that sport took off in Australia only a few years behind the US. And the first official race was held in Sydney in 1977. It hit peak popularity in the 80s. You might also remember the movie BMX Bandits, which was set in Sydney with a very young Nicole Kidman, where a group of kids who ride BMX bikes capture some robbers to convince the police to build them a BMX track.
I don't know. We promised we wouldn't do anything stupid.
This isn't stupid. It's civic responsibility.
Helping the police.
Helping ourselves.
And every other kid around here.
You reckon they'll all be in it?
They'll be in it if it means getting a BMX track. All we need is the bait.
In the 80s, thousands of kids took part in local BMX clubs in Australia, and here is an ad that ran on Australian TV in the 80s to recruit new members.
I want to be a star, a BMX star. My legs are pumping power, but tied up like a track.
There's only boys riding in that ad, which is a bit of a shame because there were just as many girls doing this sport early on as well. Although I have it on authority from a team member of Aaron Brecky who did this sport that they were called the Powder Puffs, which isn't particularly feminist.
There's fighting words.
Yes. Anyway, that version of BMX riding is around a dirt track. So what we're looking at in the Olympics is BMX freestyle, a course of walls and jumps, and the aim is to fit as many tricks in as you can. In the case of the Olympics, it's in 60 seconds, and we're talking backflips and front flips and wheel twisty things. That's definitely not what they're actually called.
But I'm just describing them
for you if you don't know the sport. So enter Logan Martin. He's Australia's best freestyle BMX rider. He began this sport at age 12 at the local skate park in Logan, south of Brisbane, and he won his first international tournament that he ever entered in 2012. And when BMX freestyle was added to the Olympic sport roster for this year, along with skateboarding and surfing, he made Tokyo his goal. But training has hit a snag when, as we've heard, the local skate park closed down. So $70,000 later and a few complaints from the neighbours, he started to build his own course in his backyard, and he documented it all on his YouTube channel.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Hype YouTube channel. I'm Logan Martin. Today we've got some exciting things going on in my house. As you can probably see, we're starting to build a skate park.
Their setup on his rural property is enormous. It is a full-size skate park, also very handy for COVID. Just before the Olympics, he went to France for the World Championships and won for a second time. And that competition only started in 2017, so it's quite a new thing. And then to help with prep for the Olympics, Cycling Australia built an exact replica of the Olympic BMX park on the Gold Coast. So the entire BMX freestyle team, including Logan Martin, had several weeks to practice the actual course that they would be competing on. Here he is speaking to the ABC on the Gold Coast 2 weeks ago.
This honestly is the biggest advantage we could get. You know, usually we have 2 or 3 days to ride the course before the event. We have, you know, I've had 5 weeks. I'm going to have 5 weeks in total. There's a lot of pressure there to back that up. You know, but I've been doing this professionally for the past 8 years. I've been in a lot of high pressure situations, and this is no different.
Anyway, he didn't succumb to the pressure. He did very well. He got a score of 93.30 in his first of two runs at the Olympics and then held that lead to the end. So basically unbeatable, even though he made a mistake in his second run. And in some of his interviews, he's talked about wanting to grow the sport in Australia. So there's an Olympic standard course on the Gold Coast now. Should any kids want to try?
Get out there, kids.
Mm.
Isabel, you too.
You're welcome.
What was it? Powder Puff. Isabel Rowe.